This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Okay, you guys. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to Real Deals for over 30. And this is an ad.
What?
I'm going to start it over for the air check. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to Real Deals for over 30 years, and the April sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Lama ding dong. Okay, today is Friday. That means it's New Music Day. Some big releases today and some weird smaller releases. So let's start with Pink. I mean, honest to God, Pink. We just heard the new the Pink thing last hour. The new interview
Jane's
that
interview.
Jane has done. That's a whole half hour. Has a lot of her music in it, and you can find it at RadioAlice.com. And Pink, Hurts to Be Human, is out today. Her guests for her eighth album include Khalid on the title track, Chris Stapleton on a song called Love Me Anyway. And then a listener wrote in and said, "Oh my God, you have to play this one song off the album. It's I think they're using that harmonizer thing." And who was the guest on that?
The guest is...
It's called 90
Rabble.
Days. Rabble.
Rabble?
Is with a W?
It's, yeah, W-R-A-B-E-L.
Uh-huh.
Rabble.
Either way, that's one of the songs you'll hear.
What, Rabble.
Let's
start with that one.
Okay, fine.
All right, here it is. And then you also already heard the Walk Me Home, which is...
Well, that's a little sampling of the Pink record. The other big release today, well, there's a couple other pretty big things here. For the Throne, music inspired by HBO's series Game of Thrones.
Oh.
It includes music, yes, from Mumford & Sons, The National, Lumineers, Matt Bellamy from Muse, Ellie Goulding, Maren Morris, A$AP Rocky. And then the song SZA, The Weeknd, and Travis Scott did. Where do you want to start?
There's so many to choose from. I have most of the ones you mentioned, so...
Let's stick with, you know, maybe three or four.
Okay.
You grab your faves.
I'll do Matt Bellamy because him.
I'll do.
Right?
Yeah. Muse,
that's
right?
Wow. So these are all originals written by these people that are just... they're like, "Hey, man, I was inspired to do this."
Right. I wonder who wrote these songs.
I know.
Let's see.
Like, were they all written by the guy that does all the music for Game of Thrones? That actually,
that's
like,
what it
even
seems
the chord
like,
changes sound very Muse-esque.
That's true.
But it's very
Game of Thrones-esque.
Yeah. You know what I wish was on this record is that new Florence and the Machine version of that.
I wonder if it is. Let's see.
This is pretty good. Who's this?
It's Lumineers. Remember we listened to this last year, last week, and you really liked it too.
It's these guys.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
Yeah, I like the one they did for the Game of Thrones better. That's a good one.
Right.
All right, what else did you want to play?
That was the main one I wanted to get to, but I still have the one with SZA, The Weeknd,
yeah,
Travis
Scott.
Yeah,
let's hear that one.
All right, here it is.
So, it's Game of Thrones, I don't even know what to call it. Like, it's just music inspired by the HBO series Game of Thrones. For the Throne is what it's called. Let's jump down to the Cranberries. This is their eighth and final album. And yes, Dolores O'Riordan is on it. They recorded it before she died in January of last year. It's called In the End.
Before you jump I am doing some research right now about For the Throne, the music inspired by HBO series. And it looks like most of the music here is written by other people, not the artists that are performing.
Okay. Is it? But it's not the same other people?
I don't know the names. These people are so... Oh, well, Maren Morris did write her own song. She's part of the writers. But there's Sam Nelson Harris, Wayne Hector, Eric Frederick. A bunch of names that I don't recognize.
Okay.
They probably are, you know...
Like a team of people sort of curated this thing, put the records, put the songs
together.
And I'm
sure they have something to do with the soundtrack to the HBO stuff too, right?
Right. Maybe. I don't know. There's the one dude, I can't ever think of his name. It's like Raheem or Ramir or something. But he wrote like the themes, all the main themes. Mm. And they say he does the music for the day-to-day.
Ramin
Ramin
Djawadi.
Djawadi, right. Ramin Djawadi. I'm sure I'll totally remember that.
D-J-A-W-A-D-I. Yeah. Djawadi.
All right, so let's hop down to the Cranberries. This is it for the Cranberries. In the End was recorded before Dolores O'Riordan died in January of last year. It's called In the End. What did you grab? It's so awful when you know that someone has passed away and you listen to them sing. Like, you just, it takes on a
haunting,
whole new dimension,
yeah.
I know.
The song's like called In the End, too. It's like,
right.
Yeah.
Oy. It's like listening to Bowie or Prince, you know, or Tom Petty, even. You're just like, oh.
Talent.
On the bright side.
Yes.
They've left behind a legacy that will live forever.
That is true.
And that is something that most humans not get to do.
Yep. All right, what else?
Wake Me When It's Over. I chose the most popular tracks on the
sounds
album.
Sounds like rough headspace, though, huh?
It does. Yeah. Yikes, man.
Are the other titles as...
No, they're not. They're not nearly
as dark.
Are there
some hopeful, uplifting ones?
I didn't... Yeah,
don't
I only
worry
grabbed
about
the
it.
Ones that were had the most popularity.
It's going to be all right. Is that on there?
Happy
it's
days.
All going to be fine.
Good
we
times.
Will survive.
Right.
Don't worry, be happy.
Right. None of those, huh? All right.
Okay. Let's go to the Rob Thomas record. This is the fourth album from Matchbox 20 singer Rob Thomas. It's called Chip Tooth Smile.
One Less Day. You may have heard
it. Sure, absolutely.
Let me ask you a question. Snap answer. Adam Levine or Rob Thomas, go.
Adam Levine.
All right.
I do like Rob Thomas, though.
He's great.
Oh, are we talking music or like to hook up?
I was just... What?
Oh, that's a
both.
Good question.
Both. That's what I was thinking right away. I wasn't even thinking music.
But which one would you
hook
up with?
I would hook up with Rob Thomas because he's so friendly and funny and doesn't take himself seriously, whereas the other one is
the opposite.
The
God's
one.
Gift to the world.
Do you think Rob Thomas would take his shirt off at the Super Bowl?
Nope.
I don't think the other one will do that again either.
Unless he gets some new tattoos. I got to show you guys.
That backlash was not worth it, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. You know what, though? Think what you want about Adam Levine. I love many
he's very
Maroon
talented.
5 songs.
Yes.
But that's my snap. What about you? Which one are you going to do?
Yeah.
I like this guy. But that's probably because my chick has a crush on the other guy.
Oh, that's
screw that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's do the... Why am I going to have time for this? You know, I want to get to the one on the next page there, Brittany. Kiefer Sutherland has his second country album out today.
Oh, really?
So I thought, let's give that a listen, and then we'll squeeze in the rest of the stuff. Did his last country album chart at all? Do we know?
I don't know about that.
He's got that drawn out.
I love it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, Vinny's the country music aficionado.
Like it, and I'll tell you something. Just like... Some radio stations added Dog Star back in the day just because Keanu was in it and there was hope that that guy would come through the station and meet everybody.
Right.
I bet you Kiefer gets played. And I
bet
he
does
the promo that he's supposed to, too. He probably goes around and does all the handshakes.
I'm sure if you're a country station, you're like, yeah, all right.
Yep.
Throw one of these on. Yeah, give me another one.
Something You Love.
He was just getting going. What'd you do that for?
So done with it.
It was just starting to go.
I'm sure it's amazing.
Clearly doesn't like country.
All right, Reckless in Me. It's the second country album from Kiefer Sutherland.
The first album, it looks like the peak position in the country charts was 35.
Oh, well, broke the top 40.
It's pretty good.
Must have gotten some radio play for it to sell that many. All right, so let's do Schoolboy Q.
I like Schoolboy Q.
I know you do. I wanted to make sure we got to it. Crash Talk is the name of the record. His guests include Ty Dolla $ign, 21 Savage, Kid Cudi, 6 Lakh Black, and Lil Baby. Lil Baby.
Come on. You love it.
No.
Yeah, you do.
But I will say this, even as we were listening to it, I'm like, well, this will definitely be on the charts next week.
Well, at least you could understand his lyrics, right?
Yeah, I appreciate that.
One more?
Yeah, all right, one more.
All right, here it is. This is called Num Num Juice.
Oh, Num Num Juice. Okay.
You love it.
Oh, my God. What's not to love? Did you like either of the other two that I question marked on there?
Yes.
Which one?
Cloud Fontaine.
Oh, her name's Cloud? It's spelled like Claude.
Claude? I'm sorry. It's probably Claude.
Well, it's a girl, though.
Claude.
It's spelled like Claude Fontaine. But I was actually wondering if it was pronounced Cloud. But anyway, it's a self-titled debut from some American girl named Cloud Fontaine.
Here's Cry for Another. Trippy. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. You had another one off of that one?
I do. Here's a pretending he was you.
Boy, it really has that, like, you know, that certain little, like, girl from Ipanema.
I was thinking
thing.
The same thing.
Yeah, that's so funny.
With Lana Del Rey voice.
Yeah. Totally.
You want to hear a weird thing?
Yeah. I like weird things.
Last night, right before I went to bed,
yeah,
the missus goes, "You going to stay up or not?" I go, "No, I'm going to watch the surfing for a second on my iPad and go to bed." So she goes, "Okay." Someone had been telling her about some inspirational speaker named Brené. Have you heard this person?
No.
Brené?
Brené. Uh-huh. B-R-E, like Brené, but Brené. So she puts it on. See if you can find the person's name. She does. She's done TED Talks.
Uh-huh.
She's famous.
Did you say, is it Brené Brown?
That's it.
Yeah.
So it's on. And I'm kind of, I can't help but watch her. I'm watching the missus's face because it's straight over my screen. And I can't help but look now to see what the hell she's, you know, when she smiles or whatever. And I'm looking at it. And I pull my headphone off and I go, "Her earrings are killing me." And she goes, "I was just going to say the same thing."
Oh, my what? God. What's
the
up
hoops?
With
no, they're not hoops. They're these hangy, dangly things on her Netflix thing.
Oh, it's on Netflix. Okay.
Oh, she looks like Martha Stewart, kind of.
She seems really nice, but on this particular special.
But she's like a motivational speaker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was also, then I said, okay, I'm going to watch this for a minute. And I was also extremely surprised by how much that person, Brené, says like.
Oh.
Oh.
Like, and I went, huh? You're
she's like
motivational
a kid.
Speaker making money on this.
She's like, oh my God, like what you should do is just like get up every morning and like, you know, brush your teeth and like face the day with like a big smile.
I know we all have crutches. Those are the earrings.
Oh my God, they're humongous.
Can
they
you
hang
see
down
those?
To the sides of her necks.
And when she's talking and walking around, they're moving under like by the side of her face and I'm watching her mouth so I can see them.
Just
dancing
going.
On the side right. over there.
Oh, funny.
Such a weird choice.
Big distracting earrings.
I don't know. Anyway, it was one of those other moments where we thought the same thing at the same time.
You're so attuned with the women in your life.
I guess so.
What's coming up, Vinny?
P. Genie is going to raise your
Jesus,
bill. Get
right.
ready for that, everybody.
That seems fair.
And more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Friday. If you're looking for something fun to do, then I think Half Moon Bay is the place for you tonight at Hop Dogma, where our good friend Scott Capurro is doing the first of his two final shows. He's off. He's going back on vacation after this, and he'll be missed. That was a solid stick and move appearance this time. He did like 6 weeks or something.
I've heard, though, that his last shows are always his best.
Right. And the second to last show, the penultimate show, is the one. So that is tonight at Hop Dogma.
Right.
And
that's what I was
off
thinking.
He goes, no more, no more, no more, no more.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City. Sorry, I'm not laughing at you, Carlson Subaru. Let me start over. Brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years and the April sales event
on now.
That's Carlson Subaru and Carlson Subaru. .com. Okay, so let me mention a couple things here real quick. The Sharks play tonight to begin their new series, the second round of the NHL playoffs.
No nail biters like last time.
Avalanche at Sharks, 7 p.m. It's going to be a cool night in San Jose with, you know, the Sharks playing. And
sure. And it's a Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday, exactly right. People
fresh
go
off
eat,
our
they
win.
Hit the bars, then they all roll into the stadium and go off. So very cool. Also, the Warriors play tonight down in L.A. against the Clippers, and that is a 7 p.m. game time. And the NFL draft, for people who care about that, is
continues
on again
on.
Today.
Right.
It is unwatchable. I don't know how anyone cares.
I guess it's just the people that follow it, you know?
This guy, it's, but I mean, it's,
I know, the package pieces that
he's
preached,
230
dude.
Pounds of solid muscle. Mm. One time, he, like, what?
Right.
Are you guys watching?
No, that's
it's
just...
not a football game.
No.
It's not even football practice.
No. Nope. They do show shots of, you know, a highlight reel for these guys. Oh, look at the just sheer athleticism of that guy. Oh, man, boy, his look at how he runs. Oh, he's so handsome when he's catching the ball like that. Oh, it's delightful.
Okay. The Bay Area is under a thick layer of fog as we speak.
Yeah, it is.
And expected cloudy conditions along with cooler temperatures through the weekend.
Oh.
So,
get a little
your...
cool down. That's good. I finally got my tomatoes in yesterday.
Oh, you did?
It's been so hot I could not go into the, greenhouse. Well, I was sweating, but it wasn't anything like it had been Tuesday and Wednesday.
Are the tomato plants looking healthy?
They look very happy. They look great.
You have to transfer them from one thing to another?
Yeah, they're just in a little, small little plastic container that they come from the nursery in, and I amend the soil.
Give them a new home.
Sure, and put the irrigation in, get them all set.
You talk to them when you're putting them in?
I do.
I bet you do.
It's like, you're going to give me some delicious tomatoes.
Irrigation in the greenhouse, huh?
Oh, hell yeah.
That's advanced.
Yeah. Wow. Nice.
Got to have it because, you know, I can't go in there every day. It's too hot.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sandy, it's a mom thing. Well, I don't know what it is, but Sandy, my mom.
She likes to grow tomatoes?
She just talks to every damn thing.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to be. You know,
sure.
What are you doing?
Oh, when I see like my roses are starting to bloom, oh, you smell just like a rose. Smells fresh as a rose. Let me rub you on my face a little bit. Velvety. Oh, ha! I walk around my yard saying that all the time.
California Public Utilities Commission unanimously okayed an increase that raises the average bill, PG&E bill, $3.50 a month over the next 12 months. California regulators have approved a $373 million rate hike. That's what that amounts to. To pay costs related to a series of wildfires. Yeah. So...
Well, we do need electricity. I know I was like fuming about this morning.
It is a real pickle.
They declared bankruptcy and now they need money. They didn't even settle the suits. It's just awful. What a mess. What an absolute mess.
You asked me about earlier when I did the report of the man that's going to be in court today who in Sunnyvale.
Yes.
Ran his car into a bunch of pedestrians.
I wondered what state the pedestrians were in. I haven't really heard much about them.
A 13-year-old girl is fighting for her life after being hit by the driver. They've not named the seventh grader at Sunnyvale Middle School, but she's in a coma.
Oh, God.
And her condition is life-threatening, they say. And they had to remove the left side of her skull to relieve pressure on her brain that's bleeding and swelling.
Oh, my God.
So this person, right, will be in court today. Mm. I wanted to do this for you. This is fun.
Do stuff for me.
Yeah. I got, this is from USA Today. They ranked the best and worst movies of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, thank you.
So I can start, well, Avengers Endgame comes out this weekend.
Yeah.
And it's the biggest movie of the history of the world.
I can't wait for it.
All times.
Iron Man, the first one, comes in at 11.
Oh, at 11?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm not going to do all 20-something.
No, I know, but I'm saying, you know. So you're going to count up from 11?
Spider-Man Homecoming, which I didn't even watch.
Yeah,
I told you I went back and watched every one.
They're saying that's better than Iron Man?
I skipped the one that I'd seen already twice. Mm. Or what was the first Spider-Man?
There were three of them. There were three the first time, three the second time.
Spider-Man Homecoming comes in at number 10. Captain America, the First Avenger, comes in at 9. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 comes in at number 8.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that one?
I did. I saw them both. I like the first one much better. I assume it's further up the list.
It's further up the list. Avengers Infinity War comes in at number 7. These are the Marvel movies.
Ranked. Because Iron Man isn't at the very top. Iron Man is one of the best movies
ever
made.
That's why I went back from 10 to 11
to include
it. Iron Man needed to be in this list.
Are any of the other Iron Mans up and above?
No.
Oh my God,
Black Panther
ridiculous.
Comes in at 6.
That's a good one.
The Avengers, the original Avengers, comes in at 5. Captain America Civil War comes in at 4. The Avengers Endgame, which is the one I just... That's the one that's coming out today.
Mm-hmm.
That comes in at 3.
Wow.
On their list of the best Marvel movies.
If Ant-Man's number 1, I'm just going to stand up and leave.
The original Guardians of the Galaxy
number 2.
Wow,
that is a great movie. I really enjoyed that.
And the number 1 best Marvel movie, Captain America Winter Soldier.
Oh, come on.
You don't like it?
I like it. I just don't think
that's better than Iron Man.
Yeah,
come on.
I don't agree with that. That's all.
Iron Man's the best one. Iron Man, the energy in that movie was amazing. Plus Robert Downey Jr. the whole time.
What does that mean?
He's so delicious.
Why are you panting? It's so weird.
He's hot.
It's hot in here. No. Robert.
Your jacket's on, Sarah.
Yeah, you can take your jacket off.
I will if I get too hot. I'm not too hot. Just hot.
You know what? I lost the story, so let me look it back up. This happens when I use my iPad.
Yeah.
Ben and Jerry's announced 2 new flavors for this summer, and I thought I would tell you about them since, you know, we all love ice cream.
Mm.
What's more summer than ice cream? I don't know.
Lemonade,
coconut
maybe.
Smell?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Let's see.
But ice cream. Oh. Ooh. Ah.
Mm. Oh, I can't find it. Darn it. Oh, well.
Well, there's 2 new flavors from Ben & Jerry's. I'm sure
one of them was
delicious.
Like red, white, and blue, and it was blueberry.
I'll print it out for you. I do not.
Oh, okay. It was like red, white, and blue.
Do another story, and I'll give it to you.
Blueberry, raspberry, and vanilla?
Mm.
That's pretty good,
right? Sounds good.
I'd be into that.
I'll try anything, though. It says ice cream.
Well, I know you're into food. That's why I wanted to mention it for you, because you like it so much.
I do have my favorites, though. Like, I don't need to really branch out. Like, I have my couple things that I'm like, I'd go for that. I like the Talente peanut butter cup.
Talente?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the brand.
Yes. I think it's gelato. I don't think it's really ice cream, but who cares? It's delicious. And then Strauss Creamery's chocolate chip. It's just out of this world. It's like, we call it crack. Oh, did you get some crack? All right.
Don't say that in mixed company.
Oh, really?
Well, it's
is that
crack.
Bad?
It's a drug,
crack.
Yeah.
Yeah, crack
but people,
is whack.
But people get that I'm, you know, making a joke about that I'm addicted to this ice cream.
Do we?
Don't you?
I don't know.
Is it really? Is it that mysterious? Did you get the crack? Oh, I get it. Like if there's a cop around and I don't actually have the ice cream. Now I get it.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. It's like, why would that be offensive to anyone?
What did you think of it? Vinny, I can't find it. Vanilla ice cream with gobs of chocolate chip cookie dough?
No, that's not it. Never mind. I had it. It was like red, white, and blue.
Yeah, red, white, and blueberry.
That's it.
Oh, adorable.
Ice cream Sammy.
That's it. Ice cream sandwich flavor.
Oh, nice. So just chunks of ice cream sandwich cookie?
I think so.
That soft kicky cookie.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound good?
I love ice cream sandwiches.
Me too.
Food. Oh my God, I'm so hungry right now.
A Durham woman is facing charges after a confrontation on a Frontier Airlines flight that landed her in jail.
Oh.
Frontier Airlines is standing by their flight attendant involved in this storyline. They say, the mom says, what really hurts me is that my child saw me getting handcuffed and taken away to jail.
What did she do?
I spent 12 hours in jail. 12 hours!
And what happened to this kid during that time?
She went to, what do they call that? Child Protective Services.
Oh, boy.
CPS.
So they were
scary.
Boarding this plane. She had been in Nevada for a wedding with her 14-year-old daughter for Easter weekend. They were leaving from Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
She said she was boarding the flight that had already been delayed so the staff could clean the plane. That's why she was surprised that the seat was still dirty when she boarded with her daughter.
Mm.
Her daughter jumped up to say, Mom, my hands are wet. Ugh. She smelled it and said, it's vomit.
Oh, God.
So the mom, of course, goes and looks, and it's not only on her daughter's hands, it's on her bag, her shirt,
God.
And her hands.
Oh, she's covered in vomit.
So she alerted the flight attendant, and the flight attendant said, that's not my job.
Oh.
So, of course, you're like, well, whose job is it? Because I got puke on me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody get to work here.
So things got a little testy, as you would expect.
Mm-hmm.
I have puke on me. You know what I need to do now? Strip.
Right. And there you are, and as they're loading the plane, and everyone's jostling, and there's no getting around the plane at that point. Oh, ugh. Oh, God, that's a nightmare. Look carefully before you sit anywhere, people.
Good idea.
Finally, okay. The lady, the mother, confronted the flight attendant again, and that's when authorities were called to remove her and her daughter from the flight.
So really, she's just saying, I need you to clean this seat.
I felt humiliated.
Yeah.
My child watched me be handcuffed and was taken away. I was put in jail and my daughter was placed in child protective services.
This
Frontier
is horrible.
Has refunded the cost of her original flight home, but she says that's not good enough. She plans to sue them.
Yeah, that is awful. I don't have a judgment if you're waiting for me to do a judgment.
Do a judgment. What do you mean you don't have a judgment?
I just feel... I don't know what anybody gets in that, except, you know,
Give her some money.
She gets a free plane.
I'll dive into some vomit for a free plane.
Really?
I don't like it, but I'll do it.
Expensive to keep up, Vinny. I guess you just sell it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I can't afford to put fuel in that thing or hire a crew to fly it.
I'll figure out how to pawn a plane. No problem.
Make a little money off of that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let me just try this out real quick.
Okay.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. What
rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it?
Service message, that
smooth.
Is.
Smooth.
Wow. Say that every time, Vinny. It's great.
I'm praying, Michael Martin.
Oh, there's a whole thing going on right now.
Yeah, there's a thing. Get used to it, people.
We're married to that.
Well, no, not yet.
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Not yet.
But we're dating it. Hard.
We're
hard dating.
Yeah. Well, you may hear that. Yeah. No choice of our own.
We'll have fun with it.
It'll be great.
I saw the email yesterday. I literally wrote, ha, 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 ha. Like, you got to be kidding me.
Well, and I thought for sure, I'm like, oh, our guy will jump in on this.
Well, we're waiting for written documentation. Mm. So that is on hold.
It does seem like people, you know, who are listening to radio should be able to figure their own stuff out.
Right.
I guess.
408 says, what does Sarah's shirt say?
It says, hey, boss. And then something in, I believe, this is Korean.
Oh.
Didn't Hooman get me this shirt in Korea?
I can't remember.
Well, why would you? Just because you're vaguely Asian? You're going to know all the Asians?
No, I wanted to see it, just to look at it.
You said I have no idea. I thought maybe you were trying to...
No, you were asking, didn't Hooman get that for me? I'm like, oh, I have no idea if Hooman got that.
No, Hooman did get me the shirt.
Yeah.
And he went to Korea, so I think that's where I got it from.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, I think I got a pair of slippers.
Oh.
510 says, who gives a bleep if he ever plays football again? He never gets to see his son again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Right. Keep that kid away from that man.
That's from
and
a story
Sarah did
in the news.
And get that woman away. Like, why can't you just, oh, God, I know it's so hard for people, but sometimes in life, you just got to get out of the situation you're in. There are people who can help you.
It's a trip.
It's awful.
And I know that people would write in and say there are things going on there psychologically that we don't understand. But when you hear a person talk to another person like that, you would expect the person being threatened to say, I'm not hanging out with someone who talks to me.
Well, listen,
I
don't have a lot of forgiveness for a mother who lets that stuff happen to her kid.
It's tough.
Like, that needs to not ever happen to that kid again, and you're the person in charge of that.
408 says, good morning to my favorite radio family.
Hello.
Wasn't there a secret show yesterday? If so, it isn't posted. I think we're going to recut that one.
Yeah, that one is
we're going to redo it.
Yeah.
There's a selected few that might.
Yeah, well, it went up for a little while, and then we just decided against it.
We'll recut it.
That's all we're going to say about that.
Yeah, and I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.